AI News by Conjero.
First up, Nexus SDV. Google Cloud and Vault-Tec have stitched Gemini models, the Gemini Enterprise Agent platform, and Android Automotive OS into an open-source SDV architecture built to scale to 100 miles. This isn't a toy. It's agents moving into the core vehicle stack, not just the cockpit.
That matters because agents in the stack change where decisions live. Orchestration, OTA updates, safety validation, and liability all move closer to software teams. Fleet-scale behavior means you can't treat agents as disposable features.
Switching gears to China, Beijing's new persona rules are forcing ByteDance, Alibaba, and Tencent to strip out human-like companion features on tight deadlines. What was a UX choice is now a compliance checkbox with legal teeth.
Exactly. Product teams now have to bake regional persona controls into architecture, feature flags, and deployment pipelines, or risk emergency rollbacks. It's product design colliding with regulation in real time.
On hardware, NVIDIA's Kyber NVL144 delay is the story everyone feared. A reported PCB midplane defect pushed the rack to 2028, scrapped adjacent designs, and opened a timing window for rivals while Asian suppliers scramble.
The systemic point is that the AI server stack is brittle. One component flaw cascades across designs and timelines. Customers built procurement roadmaps around these releases. Now they have to replan capacity and costs.
Hugging Face shipped Li Robot V0.6.0, which folds world model policies, broader VLA support, and rollout tooling into a tighter imagination loop between training, eval, and deployment. It's a clear push to close the sim to real gap.
For developers, that means faster iteration. Imagine policy changes evaluated end-to-end in the same workflow you deploy from. Small teams can iterate robot behaviors without stitching a dozen tools together.
Then there's Jade Puffer. An exploited Langflow flaw and an active CVE formed an autonomous attack chain that compressed credential theft, persistence, and lateral movement. It's a wake-up call about agentic attack speed.
Defenders face a new tempo problem. When attacks run at machine speed, manual triage and patching don't cut it. You need automated detection, immutable baselines, and rapid rollback primitives built into CI/CD.
Putting a few of these threads together, agents are moving into cars and operational tooling, regulations are trimming what they can say, hardware timelines are fragile, and attackers are weaponizing agents. Each trend amplifies the others in surprising ways.
From a market standpoint, NVIDIA's delay plus Nexus SDV's open approach gives cloud vendors and alternative silicon shops a window to capture workloads or offer compatibility stacks. Expect aggressive bids and short-term hardware contracts.
Product teams will have to manage divergent constraints, region-specific persona rules, vehicle safety certifications, and rapidly changing hardware availability. That raises engineering overhead and multiplies testing matrices.
On the policy side, China's crackdown is a reminder that global releases need per-market feature gating as a baseline. Companies can no longer treat localization as UI translation. It's a compliance architecture problem.
Operational resilience matters more than ever. The Kyber story shows you can't rely on single vendor timing. Software-defined fallbacks, heterogeneous hardware support, and staged rollouts are now risk management tools.
And security hygiene becomes strategic. Jade Puffer shows unpatched orchestration tools are high-value targets. Invest in automated patching, least privilege for agent runtimes, and runtime attestation for deployed agents.
Synthesis. We're seeing a single pattern. Agents expanding into physical systems and tooling expose new product, supply chain, and security fragilities. So resilient engineering must join regulatory strategy and automated defense as core capabilities.
That's our roundup for today. We'll keep watching how these threads interact. New architectures, faster attacks, and stricter rules are rewriting priorities. Thanks for listening. I'm Al Janay.
AI News by Conjero.